family. Amen.
Amen.
And we are friends and our fellowship was in the Lord.
Amen.
We come together to embrace each other, to love each other. Amen.
Amen.
To worship together. Amen.
Amen.
Today, if you would take your notebooks out, because today is Q&A Family Day.
Amen.
And you know what that means? That means we come together and Pastor asks questions to our members.
Amen.
And we want to let the world know what you've been learning.
Amen.
Amen. If you ain't learned nothing, don't say nothing. Amen. But if you learn, but if you learn a little bit, share a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Today is Q&A on Family Day. How, and the topic is, how do I know to nip my relationship?
Mm.
How do you know when to nip your relationship? Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. That's deep.
Yes, it is.
Because we'll tell a person in a minute, oh, I'm breaking up with you. You breaking up with me. We just splitting. How do you know?
Hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Our key scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 16 and 14. Amen? He said, do everything in love.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And we have Sister Michelle with our refreshments this morning. At DTM, we get refreshed. Amen.
Amen.
We get refreshed. Amen.
Amen.
How do we nip? I want you to concentrate on that topic for a second. Because God said he wants us to be intelligent. He would not have us ignorant.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. So we want to answer to the best of our ability with the knowledge of Jesus Christ. How do you know when to nip your relationship? 1 Chronicles 16 and 14 says what?
And do everything with love.
Amen.
Do everything with love. If you hit him with a skillet, hit him with love.
Amen.
Amen. You throw his clothes outside, throw him outside in love. I'm just joking. He said, do everything in love.
Yes, yes, yes.
So when you decide to give him that right hook, tell him, say, I'm giving you this right hook in love.
Amen.
Amen. I'm giving you the right hand of fellowship.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Romans 15 and 5. You got to nip your relationship in love, but with patience and encouragement. Somebody told me that I had to help somebody to be emotionally developed.
Mm.
I had to look it up. I just thought you was born with it. But I guess some people need support. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 15 and 5 says what?
May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other as it is fit for followers of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He said he's going to help you through patience and encouragement to fellowship together.
Amen.
To be a body together. To love one another. Trust me, there are some people you need to have patience and encouragement to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yep.
Because they will knot you to the last knot. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to have the patience and encouragement within yourself and the patience and encouragement from God to help them.
Mm.
Some of us have to have the tolerance from God to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
When we define nip, What is a nip? Amen, Sister Ashley.
We're going to say to cut off, to end.
Ooh, that's so to cut off, to end, she said. Yeah. Clip them. Amen. Anybody else? Nip.
I was going to say end.
End. Yeah. Y'all remember the song Jack Frost, Nipping at Your Nose? Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Nipping. Think about what nip means. Anybody else? Before I disclose the definition of nip. Amen.
That's when God allows you to realign your priorities.
She said to realign. Amen.
Amen.
Your priorities. What's important? The define nip. Y'all gonna be surprised what nip means. Nip means to pinch. To squeeze or to bite sharply. To nip. Just give me a little nip. That pastor used to say, nuke it and give me a little nip. A little bit. Amen.
Oh, goodness.
So you know what that mean? If I say nip, it mean you can't kick them out all the way. Just nip them out. gently, patiently, with encouragement. In love.
Oh, Jesus.
Nip them out.
Yep.
Amen. When we define relationship, now that's a word all of us should know what it means. Some of us have a misinterpretation of relationship. Relationship. What's the prefix to relate? Relate. Amen. Anybody?
Intimate fellowship.
Intimate fellowship. She had to put the I word on it. Sister Michelle.
A bond shared together.
A bond shared together. That sounds a little nice there. Amen.
A commingling of souls.
A commingling of souls. Amen. Relationship. It says the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. Or the state of being connected. Look at your neighbor and say, we connected.
We connected.
Amen. 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 The DTM family, we are connected.
Yes, we are. Amen.
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 When God allowed me to study this lesson, I had a lot of to consider. Because there is no one size fit for all for the subject.
Amen.
Because everybody has a different situation.
Amen.
I'm not living in your house. So how can I tell you what the nip in your relationship? What the pinch? What the squeeze? What the bite? Because I'm not there. So God said in this lesson, we're going to learn how to do these things in His way.
Amen.
Because one thing, there might be different situations in each and every home, but it's the same God working on.
Amen.
Hey, glory. And the same word.
Amen. Amen.
That's going to justify the unjustifiable.
Yes. Amen.
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 How often should you be unhappy? This is the question. About the same boundary you have set. I'm going to get y'all to answer those questions. Take your time. We ain't in no hurry. This family and friends day. Q&A your way. Amen. So we're asking questions because everybody have a different thought process. And the question is, how often should you be unhappy about the same boundary that you already set? How many times, y'all. Y'all can take a deep breath. Come on. Amen.
I'm just learning today.
You just learning.
I'm taking notes today.
How often? Praise the Lord. Y'all, he wants you to write it down.
Right.
How often? Anybody?
I'm gonna say for me, with some people, well, with all people, you really should initially set boundaries. But I will say there are some boundaries that are initially hard because they are familiar boundaries, and it takes a while for God to allow you to wrap your mind around the fact that there should be a separation. And that separation is for the glory of God.
Amen.
Being in that relationship, it is distracting. It takes you away from God. So you're happy about that because your relationship with God is strengthening.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Sister Ashley.
I would, at first I was like, well, three strikes out. But, like Sister Nina said, it does depend on the person.
Amen. Because,
you know, dealing with children and dealing with a significant other, mm-hmm. those boundaries are different.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, I may have to tell a child will remain unnamed, hey, get your book bag out the living room. Every time I come home, get your book bag out the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Until she found a book bag outside.
Amen. Amen. On the porch.
So,
yes. Amen.
So, you know, with a significant other, you know, especially, you know, y'all in love, all this here, you're going to maybe lean more towards like, okay, I'm going to let you keep crossing the line, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. But
mm-hmm.
So I feel like it depends on the person and mm-hmm. the relationship you have mm-hmm. with them.
Amen. She said it depends on the relationship and the person and the, connection mm-hmm. in the relationship mm-hmm. that you have with the person.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It depends on your relatability as well.
Yes.
How y'all relate.
Yes.
Because wouldn't you say that sometimes the way you relate to somebody and how you build a relationship with that person, they accept what you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Because mm-hmm. sometimes there are some people, as a pastor, I'm going to use myself. As a pastor, I could tell somebody something and they just laugh. They don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people because of the relationship
mm-hmm.
I have with the person. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't use the baseball method. like Sister Ashley said, three strikes, you out. That's the baseball method. You just get a non-TKO, you just out. You out of here. You out and you out. Okay? But depending on the relationship that I've built with that person, I can tell them things
mm-hmm.
and they laugh.
Yes.
They don't take it personal like it's a put down.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
They will say, Pastor, you know you right. And just bust out laughing.
Right.
Because I've built a certain type of relationship,
yes.
a rapport
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Amen. When you say that.
Amen.
Okay. But then there's some things I could say to a person that I haven't built a rapport with mm-hmm. that don't know my personality
mm-hmm.
and how relatable I am.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And they'll take it offensively.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They'll mm-hmm. say, why she told me that? And it's a problem.
Right. Right.
That's when the enemy come in.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how the relationship is being relatable or related, mm-hmm. this is how you can extend your grievances,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
your pros and your cons. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. They got some people, though, don't matter how you tell them something. The way they look at you,
mm-hmm.
that's how they receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're relatable to them or not. They just look at you a certain way because of the way they think. And the way they perceive you as a person.
Right.
Because of some things going on the inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to relate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to receive. So you got to know the difference. You got to discern the difference. Let's go to, let's say, Proverbs. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs 4 and 23. And we're going to find out from God, how do we do this? Mm-hmm. It has to start with us first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 And Proverbs 4 and 23 says what?
Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life.
Amen.
Guard your heart. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when we get in these relationships to be relatable to these people, they're not receiving what we say because we ain't guarded our heart in the first place. Mm. Watch what you let in. Mm-hmm. If Amen. You take your time and allow that person to relate back to you what's inside of them. Mm. And not put things that's really surface before relation. You can start off good talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. But the Bible tells us not to be unequally yoked.
Right. Amen. Amen.
But we can start off good talking. And it could be talking your talk, walking your walk. And then a few months down the line, y'all was walking down the same street. Mm-hmm. Y'all was on the same page till they turned it. Mm-hmm. They turned the right on another street. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they flipped the page. And you in shock. Mm-hmm. Cause you standing there like, they done flipped the page on me.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I thought we was walking down the same street. Mm-hmm. But I didn't guard my heart. Mm-hmm. Like the word of God said. Mm-hmm. If I would have just had a guard in my heart, and that's not just for you, that's for me too. If I would have just had a guard, I wouldn't be right here. Jesus. I'd have saw it coming. Mm-hmm. Because I'd have been watching not with my feelings, mm-hmm. but I'd have been more logical than emotional. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Y'all already know what happens in emotions. Mm-hmm. When we happy, it's based on happenings. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing happening, we ain't happy. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
So we got to guard our heart. Let's go to John 11, 1, 4 through 5. And we're going to stay in John for a couple of scriptures. Okay? And it's not a mistake when you didn't guard your heart. When you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Amen.
It wasn't a mistake when Pastor didn't guard her heart. She just didn't follow what God told her. She didn't follow the word and apply to the relationship. That's why we're here today. We're learning. John 11, 1, 4, 45. 11:1-45. Do they have that? Or is it 4 through 5?
No, they have John 11:45.
Yeah, read it.
Many of the people who were with Mary believed in Jesus when they saw this happen.
That was it? It got to be 4 and 5.
But when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. So, although Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
In that scripture, based on the relationship that Jesus had with her, he was able to raise him.
Amen.
But if they wouldn't have never been relatable in that manner, he wouldn't have even had a desire to go and raise him mm-hmm. from anywhere.
Amen.
How are we going to raise and help each other if we're not relatable enough to reach out to build a relationship with somebody to set a boundary? See, the boundary was crossed when Jesus walked in there and said, I'm going to just raise him. No, you can't do that. She had to get permission. That's a boundary. Somebody's dead right there. She asked him. If she wouldn't have asked him, I don't think Jesus would have just barged it out.
Right.
And just started raising the dead.
Right.
That you don't just bombard somebody in a relationship mm-hmm. and start setting boundaries.
Right.
No. You got to relate the boundaries. You got to relate. Build with them first. I bet you, Mary wouldn't ask me to go where Izzy. She don't know me. Amen. It depends on what the way a person respond to you depends on how you built your relationship with them. Sometimes, I guess people that don't know us, I might tell Michelle and Deron and Jada, I might tell these kids things. And I guess the parents looking at me, oh, she told the children that the mom ain't saying no. The parent know who I am.
Amen.
The parents Amen. Know I got a relationship with the church. Yes, and I mean it for their good.
Yes, amen.
I love them.
Amen.
And the Bible says, "The God chastising those he loves."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When you're a guardian or a parent over somebody, you're not going to let your children do anything.
Mm-mm. Amen.
You're going to set some boundaries in that house. Mm-hmm. Or baby, you're going to see, it's going to be like on TikTok, where that lady got the skilly running around the house. Popping somebody on it. He want, he kicking on it. You know? He, I'll put the right hand of pain on him. Yes. Boom. Yes. He'll be stretched out. No way. I'm going to pray after I pick you up. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to lead you out in the Holy Ghost. You're going to be slain in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Because you will not kick me.
That's right.
Depending on, I'm telling you, they got some children to hit you. They hit their parents. Mm-hmm. Throw stuff at them. Mm-hmm. Kick holes in the wall. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you one time. That's it. I'm setting one boundary. This cast iron skillet upside your head. That what you going to get. Boom. And I'm going to keep it going. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get up with that hickey knot on your head, you'll be all right. Go to school and tell your friend, my mama hit me in the name of Jesus. Sure did. And don't forget to add this. My mama knocked some sense in my head. So the next time, I will not do that. I will think about it. So depending on the relationship, and another thing, at the beginning of the relationship, settle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They got some people, you got to get them straight at the front mm-hmm. of the house. Because once they cross the sill of the door and get in the living room, it's over. They're going to start running things. You got to let them keep their shoes on the place on the welcome mat. Because once they put their shoes on the rug, the area room rug, mm-hmm. it's hard to set your boundaries. I don't get it. John 2, 1 through 1 and 11. I don't get it. Man, you will get the right hand of fellowship.
The next day, there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, that's not our problem," Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby, there were 6 stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip out some and take it to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, although of course the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. "A host always serves the best wine first," he said. "When everyone has a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best until now." This miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory and his disciples believed in him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And that whole story was boundary set.
Yes.
And he didn't say go get some wine that you're going to fall out drunk. Mm-mm. He said that. He said it was for a wedding. Their wine was different from the wine we call wine. Their wine was fresh grapes. Mm-hmm. Pressed grapes. Amen?
Amen.
Because you know they have some people that would say, oh, Jesus drunk wine. Oh, no. Not that kind. That kind got alcohol in it. No. Uh-uh. This was fresh grapes pressed. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And he filled up the jars, but he had boundaries.
Yes.
And that whole story was boundaries. Mm-hmm. No, you're not going to tell me what to do. Now, if you ask me,
yes,
I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But you should have told me at the beginning of the wedding.
Yes.
There was boundaries set in that whole story. Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen. At the beginning of the relationship. While you're guarding your heart and while God is still dealing and working with the person, while God is still manipulating their heart, you got to set your boundaries at the beginning.
Amen.
You should have sit down and planned, we're going to have wine at the wedding. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till the wedding starts and ask me to get it. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's boundaries set in that story. In your story, in your home, is boundaries. Mm-hmm. While you go, and don't feel like you made a mistake because you didn't set them. You ain't know. You thought you did. But they got some people, you just got to make it plain. Mm-hmm. Some people need a head bobbing. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you do and how many things you do to try to show them in a gentle manner, it don't work. Mm-hmm. They just got some folks from the street. Mm-hmm. And you just got to go to the street with them.
Hey.
Hey, it's the truth. It's the truth. They don't get it. Mm-hmm. So guard your heart. With all due diligence at first. First of all, examine if y'all equally yoked.
Yes.
Because that's your first thing. Because if you're unequally yoked, it's going to go left. Mm. Anywho, you trying to make it work. You trying to get it together. Then guard that heart. And before they cross the ceiling of your door, start talking about your boundaries in the conversation. Mm. You will know. You will know before they cross the ceiling of the door. Because they're going to either agree with it or they not. Mm-hmm. And some of them jokers try to fool you. They'll try to agree with it only to get in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Yes. And when they get in, then they switch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But see, by you guarding your heart, they can switch all day. Because you're going to switch too.
Amen.
Because your heart ain't in it. Am I making sense?
Yes, man.
Yes.
Next question. When you are in a relationship, how much should you allow your mate to not help you financially? How much is too much for you to help them? And they not help back. You giving. You doing everything you can. You deplete yourself. The only thing you ain't did was giving blood. Your plasma. Amen. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
And God knows if they get into something where they need plasma, if you was match, you AB2, one negative and all that, you going down there and give it to them.
Jesus.
Because you're trying to help them. It's a shame. So how much is too much? Anybody, when you know to stop, how much is too much financially to help this joker? Amen. This is good stuff today.
Ooh, baby, you
I'm all on the curve.
You must be at my house. But I will say, This is one of the main reasons why I'm single now.
Amen.
But you get to a point where you're giving and giving and giving, and that you can physically see that it's not being reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you have to tell yourself, okay, even though I want to help them with their situation, but
yes,
I'm really back in sometimes.
Yes.
If I keep pouring out of my cup, mm-hmm, and you not filling my cup back up, my cup gonna be bone dry, and you gonna
yes,
be over here,
yeah,
right,
full.
Yeah.
Full.
Yeah.
So you do have to set those boundaries. Mm-hmm. You really, really do. Mm-hmm. So too much is when you have exhausted.
Yes.
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 Within
yes,
your cup.
Yes.
You have to know, because they people who are takers will keep taking from
yes,
givers.
Yes.
Amen.
They
that's
have
true.
A limit. They have no limit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's called mm-hmm, never decline. They don't have a limit.
Amen. Amen. You got to decline.
Yes.
Yes.
You
got to yes,
cut it off. Yep. You do.
Because they don't know when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And can you fathom that? How some people could be that way?
Mm-hmm.
You're just a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The more I lay out, the more you suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a spirit of greed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And inconsideration.
Yes.
For other people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth ain't the only one I gotta put food in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Will you eat everybody and hate in this house? Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Go to Galatians 6 and 5. When is too much to say enough is enough? Glory to God, have your way today.
Amen.
We learning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For we are each responsible for our own conduct.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time stand on their own bottom. We are responsible for our own conduct. You didn't go in a relationship asking them to financially support you. You just said, meet me halfway. While you enjoy the amenities of my 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You do better than that at the hotel. Because you can't stay at a hotel free. Mm-mm. You got to make a weekly payment.
Mm-hmm.
Or a daily payment. Or you going to be what?
Out.
That's right.
Evicted.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Get in that car and keep driving till the gas run out. You'll see. You're going to be pushy. You got to put gas in it.
Mm-hmm. Can I read mine?
Amen.
It says, each person will have to carry their own load.
Mm.
Mm.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In Nigeria, they have a saying that says, pack up your load. They don't say pack your clothes. They say pack your load.
Mm.
Know what that means? Everything that come with you.
That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
From the top of your head to the sole of your feet.
Jesus. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Jesus.
Mm. They don't call it just organ. They call it dragon.
Mm. Jesus.
I'm dragging with you. That means I'm going to drag you. Yes. If you don't pack your load, it rolls.
Yes.
Roll.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Third question. How important do you think it is to communicate? Do you think that person should hold back what they are communicating? How important do you think it is to communicate? And do you think that person should hold back what they communicate? Amen.
It
administrator.
Is extremely important to communicate. You have to communicate. And if they are withholding communication as a form of manipulation or to hurt you, that's the spirit of witchcraft.
Mm.
And you need to back up from them.
Yes.
Amen.
Because they're trying to control you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sister Ashley.
I'm going to piggyback off of Sister Lathan. Yes, communication definitely is should be a top priority in any relationship.
That's right.
Because if something is hurting you or ailing you that I'm doing, I need to know that.
Right.
Amen.
If,
amen.
You know, if you not telling me what's bothering you, that's going to create something.
Right. That's right. Down the line.
And I'm the type of person in a relationship, I make bulletin points.
Yes.
Be like, hey, this. You see that, right?
You got to rectify it, unrectify it. Right. Amen.
Yes. So if you're not working on this list, we got a problem.
Right. Amen. It is very important. Mm-hmm. Very important to communicate with your significant other or people, period. Mm-hmm. That's how you build a relationship.
Yes.
How I'm going to communicate while I don't know nothing about you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Right. And in some relationships, talking about for me relationships, you can be in the same room with somebody, and because you have been voiceless, you defer to that person. You take what they say is your voice.
Amen.
And, until it gets to a point where they are so controlling, and when you pop, they can't believe it. Mm-hmm. It's this all of this that you've had stored for 30 plus years. You have to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And when you let it go, it's like they cannot believe. Like, I can't believe she said that to me. Boo, it's been 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had to let it go.
Yes.
Yep, that's right.
But you know, it's like a brainwashing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is.
All those years I've heard what you said and followed what you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, in my relationship with Pastor, you know, the late pastor, he would say, why you just can't let me lead? I was always a faker.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead me, but you can't make me drink. Amen. Hey, I listen to you. But when I get thirsty, I'm going to the water.
Yes.
Not
yes.
When you tell me.
Uh-huh.
That was always a problem.
Hey.
And it's not that, because I got a God too.
Yes.
And the Bible says, save myself from this ultra-war generation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying what you say ain't right,
mm-hmm.
but I got to think about it.
Amen.
I got my own mind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And my Bible tells me, and my prayer tells me, lead me not into temptation.
Yes.
But deliver me from all evil.
Yes.
And I'm going to pay attention to what God tell me.
Yes. Amen.
Now, I'm going to listen to you out of respect. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And authority of the husbandship.
Mm-hmm.
But the wifeship, going to do what God said.
Amen. Amen.
Just the way I was born.
Amen.
Now, if I figure out you doing better than me, I'll come back over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll jump back on your side. But I'm going to ride it down on mine first. Amen.
Amen.
Am I making sense? Because they got some people will lead you to hell.
Yes.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
And when you on fire in hell, they're going to say, I wish I could have, would have, should have told you.
Too late.
I got my own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the mind of Christ.
Yes, Jesus.
The mind is the spirit, and the spirit is the mind.
Yes, Jesus.
And he going to give me the right mind.
Yes,
to do the right thing at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jesus.
When it's time.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Go to Mark 9:17-27. I'm trying to help somebody today, because people think we are responsible. We are financially responsible for them.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get that from? Hello. Mm-hmm. Mark 9:17-27.
One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, Teacher, I bought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever this spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. Mm. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it. Jesus said to them, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought the boy. When the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, withering and foaming at the mouth. "How long has this been happening?" Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, "Since he was a little boy, the spirit often throws him into the fire or water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can." "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." The father instantly cried out, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. "Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak," he said. "I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again." Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy appeared to be dead. A murmur ran through the crowd as people said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet, and he stood up.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you see the communication?
Yes.
That was going on?
Yes.
Unless that individual, now I don't mean to be upset, I don't mean to upset people in the world, is retarded and violently stricken with a spirit. They could communicate with you to know when enough is enough.
Yes.
And when they take it too much.
Yep.
They got one word that these people are. Selfish.
Yes. Yes.
That's selfish.
Jesus.
And you will find people financially selfish with yours. They'll keep theirs in their pocket.
Right.
And spend yours.
Right.
They come up with all these ideas to do with your money. They got some people pay their bills off your money. And keep theirs for what they want to do. And they won't communicate with you. You think they're going to come home and tell you? Or you think they're going to meet you and tell you, "You know, you didn't have to spend $1,000 on me because I had $1,000 to pay my own bills. Thank you for paying it for me." No, they're going to say, "Thank you" at dealers when they buy something they want. Or they're going to go help somebody else.
Right.
Who ain't helping them. They're going to take yours and help somebody else. They're going to communicate with them about their needs. When you sitting there with needs, but they won't help you with yours.
Right.
Jesus.
God said he came to give us life and more abundantly. Yes.
Amen.
He wants us to be wise with what he give us.
Amen.
And he wanted us to communicate. You know what you should be worried about? Pleasing God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you run out of money on God.
Right.
Ha! Amen.
And watch he keep filling your pocket.
Yes.
You want to run out? You want to just pour into something? Pour into him.
Amen.
Not me.
Amen.
Pour into him.
Amen.
You'll see. How he'll give
yes.
back. You, your pocket will never be empty.
Yes.
Because as soon as you take $1 out, he's going to put $2 in.
Amen.
That's just the kind of God he is. He's not going to leave you or forsake you.
Amen.
And guess what else? If you talk to God, God going to talk to you.
Amen.
He ain't going to hide stuff from you. Mm-mm. He ain't going to communicate only what he think you want to hear. He going to communicate what you need to know and what you want to know. Ephesians 4:25. He wants you to even be nice to your neighbors, even though you want to hurt them.
So So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't just talking about your neighbor next door at your house. I'm talking about your family neighbors in the church too.
Amen.
Your friends. Don't just guard your home from your significant other. Guard them from family and friends too.
Amen.
And neighbors. Because they got some people know, huh, I ain't going to say nothing. You they bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And guess what? They're going to tell other people. They're going to boast about it. You trying to be their keeper and help them out of the kindness of your heart. And they telling people you their bread and butter. Mm-hmm. While you keep your bread and your butter in your refrigerator. Man, help us today.
Amen.
It's saying no, okay. And if they get salty, should you change your mind? Huh? Go ahead on and get seasoned up. It's on you.
That's where you definitely have to put your foot down. Boundaries right there. When you say no and mean it, it just should be no.
That's right.
No matter how angry they get.
Amen.
You have to let them know that no means no.
That's right. That's right. And when you say no and they constantly be persistent, what should you do? Them children know what to do. Yeah, do it in a minute.
Ignore,
she said.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, put your foot down.
Put your foot down.
Yeah.
Them children got something new, y'all. They do. Block them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, block them.
Yeah. That's
yep.
a good one.
Yep.
Oh, they block them. Mm-hmm. They can't understand that you said no, and they keep pushing and prying for persistence out of you. Mm-hmm. Block them.
Amen.
Put a block on them. Block them out. Ignore
them. Amen.
Then they're going to want to accuse you of not emotionally supporting them.
Yes, 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 yes.
But what did you do to make me not emotionally support
yes,
you?
Come yes, on, yes, amen. Come on, with
you did not understand the word yes, no.
Right. Yes, come on, Pastor.
Or I can't, or yes, I won't.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Come on, Pastor.
Some people are only nice when you're doing what they want you to do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's yep. right. That's yep. right. That's right.
Go to Matthew 5 and 37. No is okay. Mm-hmm. I said in a minute. I said, I'll pause a minute. And I said, no. That mean I done made my mind up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I had to think. The mean I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just say a simple yes I will or no I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one.
Nah. He said anything past that is evil.
Nah.
All that pressure, that's evil.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm,
amen.
Trying to make me feel guilty because I said no.
Right.
That's evil.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The word said it. I didn't. Mm-hmm.
Cheeky. Yeah.
You putting that on me? I don't think so. I said no. And in my book, no only spelled one way. N-O. Two letters.
Amen.
They got some people want to make you feel guilty.
Jesus.
Suppose that person that we're discussing disagree. And tells you what you are saying is nonsense. Is it okay to leave and walk away? Because they got some people want to put condemnation on you. And make you feel bad. About not spending time doing nothing. And saying nothing. Amen. Amen. Because you said no. You have a right to say no. I have a right to say no. Mm-hmm. We have a right to say no. Mm-hmm. God wouldn't have invented the word if he didn't want us to use it.
Amen.
So, suppose this person disagrees and tells you that what you are saying is nonsense. How should you respond to them?
Hit the road. They gotta go.
They gotta go.
At this point, because it is like that manipulation and controlling spirit.
Yes.
Which goes to witchcraft. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they're also telling you, like, who they are. Mm.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. And that's when you really need to let them go.
Yes.
Because that's a true sign in the beginning. It's really telling you who they are as a person.
Yes.
And what you're going to have to be dealing with in a relationship.
Yes, that's a red flag.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
You're gonna ask me something. I'm gonna tell you no, and you're gonna badger me. And the more you badger me, the more I'm gonna dig my heels in. And it gets to a point where I've had enough. I'm gonna walk away because I'm gonna keep my peace. I'm gonna let you be stupid by yourself.
Amen.
There was something I seen. I think I said it before, but or I heard it, and it said I have to protect my witness from your character. So sometimes with people, they'll try to get you to do what they want you to do. And that's when you, I feel like when you first get with somebody, you guys are learning each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So there's a little bit of grace and mercy with that.
Yes.
But when you see that it's a consistent pattern, mm-hmm. that is who yes. that person is.
Yes.
And they don't want yes. no help. They don't want to be delivered from that. They want to keep being hard-headed, selfish, or whatever, mm-hmm. being used by Jezebel, whomever. Then that's when you walk away.
Yes. Amen.
Who is good?
Yes, ma'am. So
it is. I feel it's like we
talk show.
I'm in counseling. But I will say that I've said a couple times, baby, we're going to agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm going to walk away. Because like you said, if it's a repetitive thing that you keep on doing, mm-hmm. and I know this is how you're going to be down the line.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Like I give people 90 days. In 90 days, if you keep showing me that same character, that is you.
Yes.
Amen.
That.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, in the beginning, people put on a facade.
Yes. Yes.
They put their best foot forward. Mm-hmm. And you don't really know the real them. But mm-hmm. in 90 days, they will really show you who they really
Amen.
Are.
Amen.
And then by that third month, you still feel, hey, I didn't talk to you about this. You know, you pressured me to do things I don't want to do. I'm going to leave you where you at.
Yep.
Amen. That's right. Amen. You know, amen. Absolutely.
I'm going to say, I done had somebody ask me to move in with me 4 times.
Jesus.
If I keep telling you no,
no, you don't get.
I don't want a man staying with me and my kids. That is my preference.
Yes. Amen.
So therefore, no.
She said no. Amen.
Amen. I'm getting to help on the bills. No.
Amen.
Amen.
Because come with bills, come with ills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm not just talking about health problems.
Mm.
I'm talking about mental,
yeah.
emotional,
mm-hmm.
physical,
yes.
handicaps.
Mm.
It's
like more. All money ain't good money.
Mm-mm. Amen.
That's true.
Yeah, babe, my space. I like my space.
Okay. You like it? I know.
Okay.
I love it too.
I love my space.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Your crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. There we go. Yes, ma'am.
You know, Pastor said you're playing but too close.
You're playing.
I like that.
Yeah, my space. Yes, indeed. Amen. He did say he's playing too close.
Yes.
Get a bone out of my space.
Yes.
Did we go to Matthew 10, 11 to 14?
Whenever you enter a city or village, search for a worthy person and stay in his home until you leave town. When you enter the home, give it your blessing. If it turns out to be a worthy home, let your blessing stand. If it is not, take the blessing back. If any household or town refuses to welcome you or listen to your message, shake its dust from your feet as you leave.
Amen.
Amen.
It's okay.
Amen.
It's okay. They got something. Just go on about your business. Like you said, shake the dust off your feet. Mm-hmm. Keep it moving. You're supposed to come in here with a blessing.
Right.
And if you don't find that you should leave a blessing here, you can leave.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep. I'm taking it with me.
Amen.
And you can get out with yours. Because if you didn't want me to have it, or if you wanted me to have it, you'll bless me with it.
That's right.
Right.
So
that's
since
right.
you don't want me to have it, dust your feet and go about your business.
That's right.
Amen.
Right. That's right.
When you know you were doing better by yourself.
Jesus.
Come on now.
And say then that person comes in and things get worse.
Yes.
Yes.
That's when you know they gotta go.
Amen. Amen.
That's
amen.
When they're a warlock.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Because warlocks strip you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm serious. You're supposed to double your portion.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Because they said two heads is better than one. Right.
Yes.
So if you're not filling my cup and you deplete my cup,
yes.
where it's going? And then half the time you don't know where it's at.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I could ask you, what you doing with all your money? What you doing with all your finances? What you doing with all your whatevers? Where is it? Not that you trying to... 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. You ain't adding up everything but good Jesus. What are you doing? Right. What do you have to show for it? Mm-hmm. Where is it going? That's something we need to understand mm-hmm. when we communicate in our relationship. I ain't trying to figure out every penny you got and every penny you have, but you need to understand, don't try to figure mine out either.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And what it takes to keep the lights on mm-hmm. and a roof over our head. That's something we is going to disagree about. Mm-hmm. Should you let your guards down when you see the person is trying? And what should you do while watching them progress? Should you let your guards down? God is a second time God, a second chance God. You don't want to be too judgmental. You don't want to hurt them. Depending on who they is. Amen.
Excuse me, Pastor. What was the other part of the question you asked?
And what should you do while watching their progress? What should you do while you watching them? Should you let your guards down when you see the person trying? That's the first part of the question. And what should you do while you watching their progress?
I would say no to not let your guards down. Experience. Because sometimes people will pretend or put on a front that they're progressing until you let your guard down.
Amen.
And while they are progressing, if they truly are progressing,
amen.
Even if they're not, watch and pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Watch and pray. Mm. Use that discernment. Mm. Amen.
While you are watching your, what initially with every relationship, pray at the beginning. Pray in the middle, pray at the end. Mm-hmm. Because if they have no intention of progress, God gonna show you that God.
Amen.
Tell you they got to go.
Yes.
Amen.
They got to go.
He God gonna tell you they're cone artists.
That's right. Yep. That's right. That's right.
They're cone artists.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. God gonna let you know.
They actors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They playing the part. Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna agree with both of them. And no, I'm not gonna let my guard down. But during your journey, I'm going to be in the cut watching.
Amen.
I'm going to see if you really, truly, wholeheartedly is trying to do better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Like you said, you can put on that facade, but baby, results going to let me know what you
that's doing. Right.
That's right.
The proof going to be
right.
in the pudding.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
that's
yes.
right.
Yes.
And it's banana.
Amen. And you ain't slipping.
Amen.
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 You ain't splitting and you ain't slipping.
Amen.
Proverbs 4:14-15.
Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving.
Amen. Amen. Kick the dust off your feet. That's tell your neighbors, right. Kick the dust off your feet.
Kick the dust off your feet.
Keep it moving. Yes. Keep it moving. Right.